Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A pipeline, a nation that considers domestic oil and gas a national security issue, and a river considered sacred by another nation, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which opposes valuing oil and gas resources above all else. It believes existing treaties require that they have a seat at the table to decide if and when and where a pipeline should be built. The pipeline plans to extend over four states, cover 1,172 miles. It will be carrying 400,000 barrels of crude a day if that pipeline is completed. We've been covering this story for weeks. Sarah Manning is a columnist and contributing writer at Indian Country Today Media Network. She witnessed confrontations last week between tribal groups and law enforcement in a number of states.
Unarmed water protectors suffered mace, tear gas grenades, rubber bullets, beanbag shots, deafening sirens, police batons, and the utter psychological distress of being surrounded by hundreds of police in riot gear that day. Horsemen and their horses were also shot at, and one horse was put down after being shot at and traumatized by the event.
Sarah Manning, columnist and contributing writer at Indian Country Today Media Network. Craig Stevens is a spokesperson for the Midwest Alliance for Infrastructure Now, a coalition that supports the construction and operation of that Dakota Access Pipeline.
Right now, what is happening is, as the construction continues on the bulk of the pipeline, and in fact, right now it is about 77% completed, a cost of $3 billion, where the company is waiting on the final easement under Lake Oahe, which is about 1,000 feet for the final stretch of that pipeline. There is a lot of discussion and, to use your word, conflict going on out there. And I think that it is elevated and escalated to a point where a lot of folks are frankly uncomfortable with the level of that discourse and conflict. At the end of the day, the Native Americans and the protesters are trespassing on private lands. And I think that's where this actually gets down to the crux of it.
Right, but that doesn't speak to the question of prior to the ownership by the rancher what the status of the land is, which is part of the conflict right now.
Well, again, the Supreme Court has ruled on that. It has been adjudicated, and the Supreme Court ruled on that, and back in the 19th century, that the Congress actually acted on that also. So, this is not a time to relitigate that. This is a time to actually move forward with the current laws and regulations.
Although the Native Americans would say, in fact, this is the time to rethink injustices that go back to the 1800s, and that is, in fact, what this is all about. And to pretend that doesn't exist only exacerbates the claims and sense of outrage of those folks.
Well, John, we live in a civil society, right? We live in a country that's ruled by the Constitution and by laws and regulations, and those regulations allow us to live in harmony and in a civil society. These regulations have been on the books about – the regulations specifically about how to bring about a pipeline have been on the books for decades. And without this, without actually respect for the law and respect for regulations, our infrastructure, our economy, and our lives as we know it cannot move forward.
The question from the standpoint of the Native Americans is the sacred aspect of the land from their point of view underneath the Missouri River. And that's where the easement stops you from extending the pipeline underneath the waterway. The Department of Interior supports the holding of that easement right now. What's your view?
Well, right now, so you mentioned the Department of the Interior. I mean, the Department of the Interior, the Department of Justice, and the Secretary of the Army actually did put a pause on the granting of that easement, although the local Army Corps of Engineers did issue a memo suggesting and actually agreeing that the easement should move forward. But, where we are is where we are. But with regards to the land under Lake Oahe, there's already a natural gas pipeline that goes under there. And, even this entire route that's currently under dispute is home to a natural gas pipeline and an electrical transmission wire. So, this particular route was chosen to be co-located with these energy infrastructure projects so as to mitigate and minimize any threats to cultural or environmentally sensitive areas.
This idea that this isn't something new, do you see how offensive that is to tribes who say, something new, nothing? It's like we weren't in a position to fight this, but we're in a position to fight it now. I mean, the slaves didn't fight slavery until, we got to the 1800s. In other words, you can't pick the time to say justice needs to be done. That's their view. And the second thing is, with oil prices at this level, why not wait?
Well, first of all, I didn't mean to be offensive. And when I was referring to not being new, the actual engineering and construction of pipelines is not new. With regards to the oil pipeline, you know, our country uses 19 million barrels of crude a day. That's 800 million gallons.
Sure.
And we're going to need that fuel for the foreseeable future. And where we get that is going to be ultimately what our decision to make, whether we're going to get that from the United States or going to get that from other countries. And if you look at pipelines, they're also much less carbon intensive than other forms of shipping, whether that's rail, by barge or by truck. And it's more cost effective. So and also considering the amount of time that it takes to build any of these infrastructure projects. I mean, we're at 800 days already just for this one pipeline that has been under consideration, gone through reviews, gone through approvals, and ultimately construction. So it takes a lot of time to build these infrastructure projects. So it's not a matter of making a decision, turning on a switch, and having it done tomorrow.
No, I understand. And I don't want anyone to go bankrupt over this. But, I mean, isn't the domestic tranquility in the United States worth something, given that you could get the oil from Nigeria or Mexico for at least some interim period while you resolve this?
Well, as you know, the oil is actually sold and bought on a global market. And this actual pipeline doesn't stop any flow from the Bakken formation. What it does is actually supplant the need for rail cars. And, you know, right now there are 700 rail cars that go within 2 miles of the Standing Rock Sioux's water intake. You know, that's much more carbon intensive. It's also much more dangerous and much more likely of a spill. So a pipeline is by far the safest mode of transportation for petroleum products. And I think, you know, we're at a point where we're 1,000 feet is separating us from the finish line, and it's, I think, quite frustrating for everybody.
Have you made this argument to the Standing Rock tribe that you're making to me right now?
I'm sure the company is in consultation with the tribe.
You sure about that?
It's been reported.
Well, all I'm saying is, like, you shouldn't be talking to me. You should be talking to them. That's all that they're asking for.
Yeah, and again, I believe that the company is, and the U.S. government has laid out in Judge Boasberg's decision, attempted, you know, more than a dozen times, and were rebuffed.
Craig Stevens, spokesperson for the Midwest Alliance for Infrastructure Now, a coalition that supports the construction and operation of the Dakota Access Pipeline. As you can hear, a very frustrated situation for a man whose construction and project has been held up for how long now?
Well, the project continues to be built, but it's now been about 54 days since the federal government said they're going to hold on the easement under Lake Oahe.
Craig, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.